Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello there. It's me, Allison, along with Rod Hyde. Johnny Spillong shortly.
Yes. Yes, and we have some interesting things to tell you after we've been a week off. We've been away. Yes, that's right. We took a brief hiatus. I hope you enjoyed that. And so we here at AMC Press
don't forget about the show.
Wanted you to know that Alaskan Airlines has been consistently losing its luggage. Also, the CEO's luggage. We don't mean actual luggage. We mean emotional baggage luggage.
Mm.
Well, that's the problem when you have an errand. Yes. This person was also
not so much.
This person was also on Undercover Boss a couple of seasons ago. Now, I don't even know if I don't even know. They said, well, the last time we lost a bag was 25 years ago. Okay.
Great.
So
great.
If we subtract the date that it went up, right, versus the date that they lost luggage, we all would have been 6 years old.
Some of us, not all.
Some of us. You know, you've told me LA Times, basically, we're not having bad flights, we're just having bad handlers. Well, if you're not having bad handlers, then who are you really having? I mean,
So
then, now, we also lead off with a story about the SSI benefits. Well, if you were wondering, we're not going to get any this year. That's right, we're not going to get any. So, I've resolved to thinking that maybe we should complain to the Social Security Administration, then complain to your Obama administration, who say it's hit an all-time high of disability hiring, but at the same time, we're not getting
which
any
which plays a role, but it plays both a role, and their jobs are probably short-term. You'll probably quit too.
Well, there's this famous revolving door, Allison. I don't know if you ever heard it.
I know. All too well.
It's called Mr. Pink Slip. I mean, and the first two people to get shot are the people with disabilities.
Yeah, not the best.
So
doesn't help either.
Then
help them either.
Then they're saying, oh, it's not enough because of the governmental wage or the governmental stakes. That it's not enough for the cost of living adjustment to be
increased
because the inflation is too low to warrant an automatic benefit hike. Well,
but if people are having trouble getting even employed, maybe they have to do something, anything.
I don't think they want to do anything.
No, but for the people that actually have to live on it, making it a little bit easier for them to live. What benefit? Many. Not. They few who's capable of providing. And also make services better, too. Because they think that it's all sunshine and rainbows. Guess what? It's not. They have to be accountable because they're getting paid a nice chunk of change. And
well,
guess who doesn't
see it?
And they get better health care, too. Yes.
We don't see anything.
Yeah.
And it's the Social Security Administration said that there'll be no automatic adjustment cost of living. And for this, that we just tuned in, yes, we're discussing the Social Security Administration and no cost of living, which is great and not so great. Without an adjustment, the maximum that federal Social Security income benefits for individuals will remain at $773 per month for individuals, but for couples, that figure will continue to be $1,000 per month. And I don't know of a single person in the United States who can live on $1,000 per month.
That's pennies.
You?
No.
You?
No.
But yet, many states supplement SSI benefits for say that the actual payments may be higher. Across the nation, over 59 million people receive Social Security, and 8 million rely on SSI. Well, 8 million rely on SSI, then
something's
going
on.
Something's going on. Everything, you know, how does a disability benefit remain unchanged, and then how do you threaten the economy? You know, the economy has been threatened. Okay, that was a couple of months ago, right? So if the economy has been threatened, and the U.S. is almost at its crashing ceiling level for debt collection, there's something going on. And then, and what was it? Yes, in early August, or early September now, John Boehner stepped down.
Right.
Which I don't think has anything to do with it, but it might have something to do with it.
You don't know, so we can't really say that either. Because that doesn't lead.
We're not assuming. But at the same time,
he's going to step down in like November. He stepped down sooner, which is good on him.
But is it really good? Is it really good for the Speaker of the House?
True. Yeah. I see where you're going. I'm also saying, would you rather someone just be there and then totally not being there and not being in it? I would say it was better for him to step down then still be a dead weight.
Well, everybody's dead weight in Congress. I mean, everybody's dead weight. You know, you got people, you know, just look at the justices of the Supreme Court, right? How many justices have been on there since, like, eternity? You know, there are nine of them.
Okay.
Finally, actually, somebody got it and said, oh, yes, we want you to step down.
at least he stepped down. You can't deny they didn't. They did step down.
I'm not denying that he did step down, okay? I'm denying the fact that, you know, in the most important month of the year, Thanksgiving, right, at the end of the month, it wasn't the right time to step down.
At least he stepped down earlier than that. Gotta at least give him credit where it's due.
Why? Why?
So
I mean, really?
Because he's not dead. Like, he's not dead weight. He's not there. He also isn't going to get himself into. He's not going to have foot and mouth syndrome either. So.
No, but that's true. But maybe the next Speaker of the House might. If
but
lucky,
we don't know who that is.
Another one.
But we don't know who that is yet. So why don't we wait to see who it exactly is?
Okay. So then, while we wait to see who that is, right? That foot and mouth syndrome next. We also have another thing. That the federal employment record has hit a high. Like we said before, Allison said before, that at the close of the fiscal year 2014, Uncle Sam employed more people with disabilities than these individuals represented a larger share of the workforce than any other since the record keeping began 34 years ago by the Office of Personnel Management. Now, the news comes from an annual report, and this annual report was issued this month by President Barack Obama. And it said that it tracks disability hiring. Now, if you look at the actual report of things, the actual report, you know, will break down, obviously, everything that is going on.
Sorry.
The president, it says, please find and close the Office of OPM report on individuals with disabilities in the federal executive branch prepared by pursuant of an executive order 313,548, and this provides representative data. Okay, great. The report is 32 pages long. And this includes every person with every disability, you know, cognitive disability, this, that, and the other thing, historical disability. What I don't get in all of this, right, is that they have all of their employees, some of them, in the Environmental Protection Agency, they have no more than 5%, 5 employees. In the Department of Education, it gets worse. 7 employees. Department of Labor or Energy, 76. The largest, that they have people with all disabilities, is the Navy, followed by the Agriculture, followed by USAID. And then in the big boys' department of the Social Security Administration, there's 13. And the Department of the Treasury, 198 people.
Okay.
So, I mean, for my vote, they're not really doing anything. 25 people for the Smithsonian Institute, you know, for the Federal Trade Commission,
that doesn't help.
There's 5. It doesn't
that
help.
That doesn't help, I mean. Then they wonder
small
why
business.
Shit remains
right.
to be seen.
Right. It remains to be seen in many of the United States. I mean, you can't say that we're at an all-time high when we really are
No, we are when it comes to disabilities. Because they're not...
Well, when it comes to disabilities, but employing disabled, it's quite another question. It's quite another...
Right.
Function. You know, employing the disabled, not so much. But employing, you know, everybody else, sure, fine, great. You'll have your salary and your pension.
Plans and everything else. But what about those who are living on Social Security and SSDI? Does it really make sense to just go, oh, wait, they could just go and do X, Y, and Z when they may not necessarily be able to?
And you can't. You know, I'm sorry. You know, Chase's motto for a long time, I've been insisting this in my personal life. Maybe I'm just going to go right out and say it. For many banks, you can't. For some banks, you can. And for people with disabilities, you definitely can. Cannot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an advocate of free speech, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not an advocate of people who are... You know, there's one thing, then doing another. And there's a lot of that going on in the government right now. Our fiscal year is almost ending. Our year is almost ending. It's going to be a very fast fall. I mean, it's gone by too fast. It's already October.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be November by the end in 2 weeks, and then it's going to be December, and then you're going to have 2016, and we're going to see the rat race begin for the presidential nominee for the United States of America again in December. And, I mean, I would like Bernie Sanders to win, but I know ultimately it's going to be Hillary. Ultimately, if she gets past the frickin' email scandal, then it's going to be Hillary. Why wouldn't it be anybody else to bring it in? You know, couldn't be her husband. I mean, God knows we're going to see a repeat of, we're going to see a repeat of the Clinton scandal. Then that would be interesting. You know, but that was in the 1990s. You know. Rather than somebody who is, well, you know, times have changed.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Times have changed. So, now... So we're 4 years in, and the government is on track to meet the goal of 72,000 full-time employees with disabilities that have to have been added, according to Beth Colbert, acting director of personnel management. Well, we are committed to ensuring the federal government remains a model employer for people with disabilities. I look forward to achieving that goal and reporting back to you on the results. Beyond hiring, Colbert said that her office is working on federal agencies to ensure workers with disabilities are provided training, mentoring, and reasonable help, reasonable accommodations that they need. Look, Ms. Colbert, I've got to say, at least for me, I don't feel that. Because the government has failed me in my personal life. But, you know, you think that, oh, yes, you know, you're going to be, uh, it's going to be one of those things that it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's never easy for us. You know, you get a short-term employment, and that goes away within, what, 4 months? 5 months of short-term employment?
Yeah.
In anything from fast food to, which the fast food industry is slowly shutting down, to custodial workers, to the people get your coffee every fucking day. We deserve more than that.
Yes.
But that's all right. You know, we'll just live on $1,000 a month, the $2,000 a month. That's fine. And once we get married, it'll get worse.
But people make it worse.
I mean, do you agree, Allison?
I think people make it worse. There's people that live on that amount, but they make it work. It's not as if they just give up either. Keep on going. Keep on trucking, like it or not. And what... So government goes, oh, yes, there's all-time high. Think about all the people that are struggling and are not only in our position, that apply for jobs and gig and get zero response. Isn't there something more that goes, that needs to happen? Because certainly leaves less to be desired, too. It's not a thing where you just go, oh, yes, fuck off. No, why don't I think that the government should hand over all, should get a decrease in pay and start giving it to people that need it, like people who have disabilities. Sooner or later, they need to get a nice cut. These are elected officials. So, what would you rather? Them constantly going, yes, we get richer, and those who really need it, go fuck off. No, that's not how it works. There's no middle class. So.
There's no middle class anymore.
Yeah. So something has to give one way or another.
True. But how in the hell?
There needs to be change.
But how? That's the question. How?
Start speaking up to those who actually are working. Don't make it where it's not that thing, where it's not accessible and where people who need it can't speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Because what does that do? Doesn't help anyone. Just helps one section, one sector of people, the 1%, gain more income. Doesn't help those who are actually in need. It doesn't make anything better. Actually makes it worse.
True. truth.
Either they could help or they can continue on doing. And then you wonder why people with disabilities want more to happen, not less.
Because we always get the baddest rap.
What about all the people that are involved with corruption? In the government. Because guess what? They kind of deserve to get caught. Those have legit disabilities like we do deserve.
It was better in the Clinton administration. It was better in the Clinton administration. We saw less corruption and more
as much as he didn't have sex with Monica Lewinsky, so he said.
Well, no. Aside from that, okay. aside from that, let's just push that aside. Aside from that, it did a lot of giving service for people with disabilities. He did a lot of social care. He actually fixed it so that there could be milk that could be at $1.25. Milk is now a $3.49 at your local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know. It's
right.
Just not.
Sorry.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. It still doesn't make it right either. Still doesn't make what goes on right. There needs to be a common ground.
Oh,
that's a matter.
But is that too much to ask? People?
When either you help or you just are going to continue on the path that is pretty shitty. Don't we have to move on to another topic?
Oh, yes, we do. Okay. So, now that we've sort of maximized this out, let's just tease up the other things we have on the schedule, right? So, Donald Trump has written another book. Yes.
No, this is a book that is 10 years? It's several years off.
It's several years off. Okay. So then, you know, somebody's
15 years old. It's a 15-year-old book. So.
Right. If he's writing this 15 years ago, that would put us in 2000, right? Just before 9/11. Just before 9/11, Trump was toying with the idea of seeking reformation, the Reform Party nomination for president, encouraged by Ventura and Pat Buchanan. He went for it stupidly. Now, we can all laugh at it because it's true, right? But then, also, what he didn't tell you was that he wrote a book. The most interesting thing about the book was the title, The America That We Deserve, or it should have been represented, The America That He Deserves. Now, if we live in, I think, the land of Trump, right, or the land of Gingerhead, let's just say that, land of Gingerhead, right, land of Gingerhead. In the land of Gingerhead, there's many, 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 many villains. Now, the land of the villains is him.
Right.
Okay? There's one villain. It's him. But nobody wants to say that. Everybody wants to say that it's not them. Right, everyone wants to say that. Don't care how you put it, you know, anybody would want to say that. Not just a person, right? Not just one person, but many people. So now, in this book, right, he had the whole book, his 304-page compendium of policy proposals from his head, current placements from his head, the current place atop the pile of the GOP 2006 candidates, and his work going back and seeing exactly what he advocated more than half a decade ago, but we don't want to do that. We want to go forward, right? Right. So now, you know, while the book is packed with streams of consciousness, self-aggrandizement, self-mythology, and nearly a chapter on a long appreciation of Oprah, or maybe he was just smoking his own bongs, offense to you, Oprah. You're great. But, anyway, the fact is that, you know, he said he's never taken drugs of any kind, never had a glass of alcohol, never a cigarette, never a cup of coffee. This is in 2000. Right now, he has to get on the stand and actually predict on a soapbox what's going to happen, and it looks like Eisenhower.
Which makes things very interesting.
Which makes things very interesting. Or McCarthy. You know, McCarthy was just like, by the end of his life, you know, Trump argues that the biggest problem with the educational system, the American educational system, is the focus on students' emotional state. Well, now, if you had focused more on the educational state of you, Mr. Trump, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You know, it occurs to me that you sound much more patronizing than you really are. Because if you had set the educational system, we know that the educational system is broken.
We all know this. Doesn't
we
make
all know
much difference.
This isn't new. Little, you know, people are running our public schools, like people are running upper echelons of segments of society. Well, I have news for you. They're not doing that. You think they're doing that. They're not doing that. What are you on, fucking methamphetamine? I mean, have you taken a crazy pill when you weren't supposed to? They're worried that our kids will feel bad if they get a problem wrong with spunk or flunk of smelling tits. Well, that's normal.
Right.
That's normalcy creeping in. You know.
Right.
We call them illiterates. Are you spelling out the special education population?
Yeah, that's what sounds like.
Is that what's going on? Have you lost your way at 75?
And he's running for office.
And
now?
You're running into shit. Yeah, you're running into shit now. Yeah. Unless we stand up for anti-crime policies, they will be replaced by policies that emphasize criminals' right over the ordinary citizen. I'm sorry, what? You're not making sense here. This has been what's going on for all eternity.
Right.
And also, might I add, that we must establish a zero-tolerance policy towards anyone getting in the way of a safer America. Have you heard of MAD or the No? Have you heard of MAD Trump or the No Drug Driving campaign, or the campaign of tolerant people who you don't support? The last one was just made up. You know, breathing slowly, knowing our kids are sick. That's every police force in the nation. Right, especially the New York City Police Department. I mean, do you have any any, you know, and then if they don't, guns. I generally am opposed to gun control, but I support the ban on assault weapons. I also support a slightly longer waiting period to purchase a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Allison, do you have any opinion on this whatsoever?
I don't know what to think. I kind of go, this is 15 years old. I would hope that he didn't have foot-and-mouth syndrome. Because I think...
We've already established that. He does.
Right. I know. But I'm also saying the factors that he's going to also have to deal with the... based on the campaign tour, which will be a fun ride to watch.
Well, I mean, get your popcorn, kids, because immigration, right? Immigrants and advocacy groups have no business rising up in protest and demanding special rights and privileges.
He looks like a fucking lovely candidate, if I must say so myself, which is pure sarcasm.
We can't allow ourselves to welcome outsiders out of kindness.
What?
Wait.
Okay, wait. When he wrote this, was he...
Wait,
oh,
can we just share this?
For you.
Can we just share this? Yeah.
Okay. Let's just put things in perspective. 15 years ago versus now. Now. Okay.
Before 9/11.
Before 9/11.
Okay.
We can't allow ourselves to welcome outsiders out of kindness. 2016.
Oh.
We can.
I'm sure.
What we can
I'm
do
sure he's going to get
build
get
a giant. Right. Right. What we can do is build a giant wall and allow every Mexican not to come in. With one door.
Brilliant.
Do you see the problem?
Yeah, I do. Let's ask Johnny, because I think I am...
Johnny, what do you think?
What?
Yeah, what do you think of
Trump's
undocumented immigration policy?
Oh, man. Oh, man, like, he is crazy.
Yeah, what do you think about
what?
It? We're not asking
Wait,
how crazy he is.
When he was writing this, did he smoke something while
he's on something.
And then, followed up by terrorism. The number of potential attackers grows every day.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Okay, guys. Last time I checked, this is something we already know.
Yes!
Yes. This is something we already know. But, you know, it sounds like he's becoming McCarthy because he goes, the number of attackers grow every day. I will go and get these attackers. Really? Where? Says Rumsfeld. I don't know, but I'll get them. You know.
Someday.
On a
no,
very,
it's like I'll...
it's like we are hunting cowboys. Be careful. What? You know.
No. It's we're hunting rabbits.
Right, the rabbits
the
on the
Looney
terrace.
Tunes, it's like the Looney Tunes meets Donald Trump. Brilliant, no.
Yes, no, 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 no. But the funnier thing is, wait, our various military adventures, some of which are justified, some of which are not, create new legions of people who would like to avenge deaths of family members or fellow citizens. It is one of a cost of peacekeeping that we should be in keep in mind. Okay. This stemming from the person who wants a border around Mexico, one door and no way in, no way out, no transparency whatsoever, just like our monetary system. Then we, like, let's just review. Okay, I'm going backwards now. Okay, terrorism, right? Trade has its own, saying its own extensive history of business deals. Who gives a shit? Right? Immigration. Well, we shouldn't, you know, we can't allow ourselves to welcome outsiders with kindness. Well, you can't do kindness either, can you? If you'll be kind to me, I'll be kind to you. What fucking bullshit are you on? You know,
That's called what normal people do. No, that's called what people do in your first meeting someone and go, hi, nice to meet you. I'm X. Oh,
I'm X. Slap. So now.
X slap.
You know, yeah. Next slap. Next one, slapper. Next one, oh, God. You must be a slapper.
Oh, no.
Right. Now. You know, guns. I generally oppose guns, but I support the ban on assault weapons, and I also support a slightly other way in which to purchase a gun. Really? Have you been to Oregon? Do you know what it's like? There are multiple dispensaries and also multiple gun shops. You'll feel right at home. Now,
oh, yeah.
Also, you know, the city of crime about low-income families, there are plenty. Choose one. Okay? There are plenty. Choose one. They're all in state-funded houses, right? Education, the biggest problem with American situation. Well, that's been long held. The French are ahead of us. On due to our cap sciences, new sweeties, USDs, I'm afraid that I can't even... Wait, was that French I was just speaking? Yes, I just learned that from that fucking exercise of the 1990s. Anyway, now, also, you know, Spanish... wait a second, I can't do Spanish. Right. So anyway, Vice. You know, the fact that you've never smoked, we find this hard to believe, that you're not up there in Trump Town, Trump Plaza, not drinking a vodka, not having a vodka-sized cigarette.
You mean a stogie? You mean a nice stogie?
Yes, a stogie. Cigarette.
Yes, a stogie, a drinkable cigarette. Anyway, a vogie.
Vogie.
Right. A Vogi. No, not Yogi. Not even Yogi Berra. Rest in peace, Yogi.
No, not a Hoagie either. Even though Hoagies are
not a Hoagie. Not a Hoagie. But anyway, you know, Trump, here's a message for you, you gingerhead fuck. Okay? Look, we've all heard this before. Taxes, everything, you know, I would impose it. 25% tax on individuals, and trust with a net worth of over 10 million, and that would raise it 5.7 trillion in new revenue. Really? Wait a second. Stop. I'm grabbing my hammer now.
Hey. Stop and rewind, and let's actually think about it.
Stop, rewind.
Oh, my.
Okay. Trump, if you raised it any more, the debt ceiling would be inconceivable so that the U.S. couldn't pay back any of the people that you borrowed, mainly your friends in China. Yeah, that's what I said. Mainly your friends in China who seem to be doing really, 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 really well. We would save $200 billion in interest payments.
Huh.
And allow taxes, tax cut from the middle class by 100 billion a year. Okay. Now you've graduated from Concerta to Adderall. Okay. Only somebody who's taken Adderall would actually fucking think this. Now, if we all lived, and then here's the Social Security. When it comes to Social Security, Trump is particularly scaling and calling it a huge Ponzi scheme. Now, his fix is privatization. Now, if you privatize Social Security, that means more for you.
Not for anyone else.
Not for anyone else. So, allow every American to dedicate a portion of their payroll taxes to Social Security, their personal Social Security account, so they would own and invest in stocks and bonds. Federal guidelines could make sure that your money is divested and is invested in sound mutual funds or bond funds or non-emu ranches. Okay. Folks, this is why you don't run and to the polls and vote for this idiot at all. Because the ginger-haired prick is pretty much going to ruin our lives since the book about 10 years ago. Not that we're ruining all our lives. Not that we're ruining all our lives. We're not. But, you know, the Affordable Care Act, some manners, opportunity ideas, health marks, which would treat the private sector of employees. Bullshit. Campaign finance. Political contributors don't corrupt the system by giving it too much. Wait a second. Last time I checked, that was called a growth account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, his own seriousness as a candidate, let's face it, I will run. If I ruin it, it will be a boon to the political cartoonists and late night chocolate talk show host, but I can take it. Well, Mr. Trump, have you predicted exactly what's going on 10 years later? Because you are a boon to the late night talk show host and the left-wing media and the right-wing media and anybody who else runs, because you have the money to run. Everybody's voting out under you. It's like the Hunger Games, except just don't call it the Hunger Games. Call it the political games, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All of this comes from citations of the Daily Dot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to change this to I. I don't how. People can basically, I don't believe how people can actually basically vote for this idiot contingent on the fact that he has views of 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, you're going to see all these things. Don't believe a word of them. That's what I think. I mean, I don't know what you think, Ali, but that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think it's almost impressive. Go.
Yes, you do. But before we go, since we have 51 minutes on the clock, Apple has done something really good. They think that they're trying to help out autism research in the fact that then there's an app called Autism and Beyond, which takes advantage of Apple's research kit technology. Duke University researchers are looking into collecting
to collect information from families around the world to test whether the app and app can really screen kids for autism. The app includes
which is
a
awesome.
Parent questionnaire. The app
for the
includes
parents
a parent
well.
Questionnaire. Right. The app includes a parent questionnaire as well as a series of short videos for the child to watch, which are designed to elicit various emotions using the iPhone's camera function and analytical software within the app and assessing children's facial responses.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. But our goal is to develop a screening here, like a hearing or an eyesight at schools, and they don't get glasses. They get a refill, which is great. If successful, researchers said that the app-based screening could help identify children with autism at younger ages to allow them to enter intervention programs sooner to see better outcomes in the long term.
That's awesome.
It's simply not possible to train enough people to meet the needs for early childhood diagnosis, but this may be the only way to get the screening out to more people. First launched 6 months ago, Apple said that more than 100,000 people were already participating in the research kit studies, looking for everything from asthma to Parkinson's disease and inattention autism. Apple has said that the new and epilepsy.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Apple. Thank God that you are airing.
Something that you would not expect from Apple either. So.
No. Not really. But we have, we are out of time. And we'll see you on Wednesday. And the latest news of our website is slowly getting updated. Bear with us. Since we were away, we weren't really focused on anything related to this. And so give it a few more weeks and you should have a website. Other than that, keep watching for articles and stuff. We are hiring, so go to our Facebook page and get in contact with us. Our email is
connect.amcpress@gmail.com.
contact.amcpress@gmail.com. Not connect, contact.
Yeah.
Okay, and we will be on the receiving end, and we will answer all your questions, please.
Yes.
All right, we're looking for people. Have a great night. Good night.
Bye.